Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
It's episode 7. It's a classic game of telephone. Who's going to win and who's going to lose? It's all starting now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
stop telephoning me.
Yes, it's telephone. Because obviously these ladies have never heard of a game of telephone. They played it well tonight. It is Monday. Welcome to After Buzz's Real Housewives of Orange County After Show. I am your host, Hollywood Leon, and I'm here without my Tay, but I have the rest of the panel for you guys.
Hey guys, what's up? I'm Thomas Rulina. Find me everywhere online at Thomas Rulina.
Hey guys, glad to be back this week. My name's Haley Clover. You can find me everywhere at Haley Clover.
Hi guys, it's been a week. We're back.
We're back.
It's episode 7. We open up with Shannon and Steve. We have a lot to talk about tonight. We have a news and gossip section for you that I don't know anything about. The guys handle it. And we have a Twitter segment for you guys as well with a little Twitter song that we're going to do. So we're going to do Rockin' Robin with it, right, Josh? And yes. We open up with Shannon and Steve.
New trainer.
Yes. Oh, actually, no, we don't open up with Shannon and Steve. We open up with... Yes, Steve is the trainer. Oh, my God. I was really confused. I was like, wait a second. Am I throwing
Steve,
in...
Steve, yeah.
Vicky Steve? Oh, my God. He was so hot.
Oh, my gosh. Where did Shannon get this trainer?
Not from Cut Fitness. Ooh.
Yeah.
Not from Cut.
We've got a lot to talk about with that.
I know. There is... This orange is juicy filled.
I would just like to say that the dynamic between Shannon and her trainer was so unbelievably awkward watching that. I was just like, Shannon, just shut up. Stop sharing. You just met. And you know what bothers me, too, is I'd like to see, like, if that was the first 5 minutes of the workout, you
probably.
Know? And then she actually worked out after. Because if she's paying that guy to come to her house and all she does is a 5-pound bicep curl, I'm going to kill someone.
I know. I thought that the trainer handled it pretty well because she didn't look like she was working out. She didn't look like she was enjoying herself.
He's getting paid.
Yeah, but I feel like Shannon should put more of an effort to really, like, show this new side of her.
That's why I was like, Tamara's like, throw the money at me. If you're just going to waste it, throw it at me.
Well, and yeah. I think with Shannon, too, it's like it's an insecurity thing with working out. Mm-hmm. She probably feels really weird working out.
It's
to
a
begin
TMI
with.
Thing, too.
So, yeah, well, for sure. But I think that's why she overshares is because she's uncomfortable. And so for her to feel a little bit more comfortable, she's like, I'm just going to put it all out there. And then you already know, and then I don't have to worry about it anymore.
The trainer was hot. Yeah. He could train me anytime, anywhere. Preferably at my house, like Shannon said. She's like, I get up in the morning, and I just go outside, and he's there, and we can just work out outside.
I kind of like going somewhere for a workout.
Yeah, but yeah, it's nice. More motivating, you know what I mean?
Well, and I just, like, it makes me feel like I'm doing something productive. Like, I don't need to be at home all day.
I feel like the environment sometimes contributes. So if you're, like, at a gym and everyone's going hard, like, you can go for it.
You're but like, everybody else is in pain. I'm in pain, too. Yeah. We're all doing this together.
Gyms can be intimidating at first, so maybe she does need the one-on-one. I like that they're working out in the morning, some physical activity. There was lots of sexual innuendos, hips forward, put it in there,
thrust.
Okay.
Well, she is promoting her brand new food line.
But she's horny.
Well, yeah, I mean, Tamara mentioned how many times last episode that she loves to have sex. Loves to have sex.
I love, she's always spilling the beans, so I just feel like the gym session went to a therapy session. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, she keeps it so real.
Okay.
It's double date night in the OC, and Emily and Shane are entering what I like to call the lion's den. Just because Tamara, she just goes right for it right away.
I thought she could have done more, actually. She was kind of hesitant. I think she's really trying to go into it, like, not full force. She just kind of casually.
Collector. She's the bone collector. She's Sheree of Atlanta, but this season.
Right.
And, yeah, she was ready to go for it. So I hear you threw Gina out. And Emily's like, oh, yeah, here it comes. She's
right. I will say at least she, you know, if she was going to talk about that whole situation behind Emily's back, I'm glad she at least also brought it up to their faces.
True.
Well, it's storyline. It's what's developing. I think we're going to take this all the way to the reunion.
I have to say that I think Shane handled it well at dinner, even though I'm still not, you know, I'm not a Shane fan. I just, I think he handled himself well and just kind of did his own thing.
I think he handled himself perfectly well. I think he explained the kind of person that he is and the kind of personality
right.
that
you
he
know
has.
What I do feel kind of bad about with him is how much emphasis they put on everyone ordering a drink every time he's around. They, like, will zoom in on the alcohol just to, like, remind you that he is so straight edge.
I'm gonna have
and
a
does
diet,
not
yes.
drink. Yeah, it's like...
with a lime.
We get it. Like, we know he doesn't drink.
Hey, you know what? Everyone has their thing. I wish the OC people were a little bit more open because they brought up CBD oil tonight. And I'm like, I want a house. And they've talked about ganja before.
Yeah.
And so they've alluded to so many facts. I just want someone to flat out start smoking on camera.
I mean, it's legal.
Time.
It is legal.
It's California,
it's California. So I want someone to do it. Hopefully one of them will do it. But
I wanted a little bit more. I wanted a little bit more from this double date, though. I don't know. There wasn't that...
No, okay, hold
on.
Do you think there's more for Emily and Shane to give? To be honest,
Are you crazy?
I'm
first
bored
of all,
by this relationship.
You're bored.
You and Mai Tai were like, no, I think that's it. And then in the next preview, Emily says, I will effing kill you
okay.
to Kelly.
Well,
you want fire? She's going to bring it.
Okay, hold on. I don't mean more in the sense that they're not going to bring more drama and stuff to the show.
Like more to the storyline or what?
I truly just mean them as a couple together, not Emily separately and defending her husband and whatever. I mean, if I had to watch them go out on dates and just watch their relationship, I think I would be really bored.
Well, we actually haven't really seen...
I had a feeling you were going to say that.
The only thing we've really seen is their home interaction and Emily pulling stuff out. But what they're talking about is not really stuff that husbands want to do on camera.
Yeah.
Every husband that we've seen on the show is kind of like, what did I sign up for? Like, why are we doing this right now?
So this is just based on my opinion of, like we're saying, these first, you know, couple of episodes. So my mind could totally change. I'm hoping it does change, for the love of God.
Exactly. So it's a classic game of telephone. She said, I heard you threw Jeannie out. And he was like, well, you know, I welcomed her outside, which is a great response. There's some
yes,
comedy there.
It
There's
is.
Some comedy
well, he
there.
He is very dry, like you said, very dry and
He's
sarcastic.
He's very dry. He's uh-huh. very sarcastic. There's truth yeah. in it. And Tamara says she's like that too, which I'm glad she said, because the thing is, I feel like he's going to get a lot of heat tonight. People mm-hmm. are going to say he's
yes.
a dick because of how he was talking about it. But
yeah.
the thing is, girls do the same thing, except they go, I'm not trying to be a bitch. I'm just trying to be honest. So, like, everyone in their friend group has that sort of mm-hmm. person that just shoots it like it is.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone kind of gets annoyed. But it's really the truth. So,
right.
I don't really feel like he's... some sort of real bad guy. I feel like he's just an ordinary guy that's probably annoyed with all the women in this house that were drinking. And he was like, dude, I have two children upstairs. Like, it's not that deep. Just,
I think Gina should have been at this double date. Forget the double date situation.
She
should have just been there.
We have a lot to talk about. Gina is totally... she was ridiculous tonight.
Maybe it's the New Yorker in me, but I like Gina.
I love
Gina.
I think
you do,
I love
yeah.
Gina, but I think tonight she really dug... herself a huge hole.
Really?
But then,
we'll have
but
to get
they
to
cleared it up.
Point.
In
they
the boutique
cleared it
with
up.
Emily? In the boutique with Emily? That was completely ridiculous.
Well, her trying to get in Emily's ear and trying to
well,
make
the thing
the
is,
situation.
She just felt bad. She just felt bad.
I will say, though,
that was all guilt-ridden.
Gina literally did say exactly what Shannon said on camera, and exactly what she had said to them
but
on
the way
camera.
She
portrayed
She's very it, honest. The way she portrayed it was completely ridiculous.
Oh, see, I don't think so.
I totally, totally think so. I feel like she was creating
Shannon was
this,
absolutely
I feel like she was creating this huge fire
was...
just to, like, step away from it when she was the catalyst in creating the fire. Like,
yeah.
you have to have
sure.
gas for the fire. She was the gas, the oxygen, whatever you want to be. She was the one that drunk and started the problem, and then now she's like, I think, like, you need to tell the ladies, stop talking about your husband.
So,
you're the subject.
Maybe it's just...
you're the one that got drunk. We're talking
yeah.
about you. Like, it
yeah.
makes no sense for you to just throw a bunch of gas on the fire and walk away.
I get that. Here's the only thing I'll say, and maybe it's just because I've worked for a housewife in the past and have seen how things have worked just in editing, you know, the editing realm of the housewives. It's very possible she didn't bring it up first, and that's how they made it look.
At the boutique. Doesn't matter who brought it up.
She
got a scene. Yeah, but it was coming up anyway because Tamara made a comment about, you know, Shannon throwing that stuff out there. It was coming up anyway.
I feel like she just felt bad that, okay, we're just going to skip to it. We're going to skip to it because we're just talking about it too much. Emily's Tesla ran out of battery. And Gina's recapping in the worst way because I would be pissed too. Everything that Gina said.
Oh, I'm not saying Emily was wrong.
Everything that Gina said was just like, it was a mathematical equation.
It was just gaslighting.
I would have been pissed.
Yeah.
I would have been pissed. Oh, everyone's talking about your husband and it was brought up again. And it's like, you're the problem. You're the reason that we're having this problem.
Yeah.
I would have been like, why didn't you stop it? Why didn't you just say, you know what? I don't think it's too petty, like you said, because Gina had said before, I think it's so petty. We like to squash stuff and never bring it up again. It's being brought up all over again at the table. As soon as Emily left, they started talking about it. And Shannon got the brunt of it. That was so stupid.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you there. I don't think Emily shouldn't have been mad. I would have been totally pissed, too. It was interesting, though, to see the flashback that they showed of Emily talking to Kelly about abuse and saying it against
her. Why didn't they show that scene?
There was a conversation, though, that had happened maybe even before the boutique about all of this stuff.
Yeah,
that was
that
crazy.
That happened with Emily and Kelly. So we don't really know who, like you said, it's a big game of telephone. We don't know who the hell is bringing up all this stuff.
They should have
showed. They should have showed Kelly and her have that conversation, so we could have got a little bit more juice out of this.
Well, it's just it's proven that like the more you talk about stuff, the worse it gets.
It's like a domino effect.
It's a real classic game of telephone. Like by the end of the episode, it's going to be like Shane chased her out with a knife. It was crazy.
But after it could be possible.
Oh my God, next week looks so good.
We're going to get into it a little bit more because I really do feel like it was all guilt-ridden. Like, I feel like she was telling Emily all of this stuff because she felt bad. She's like, she's going to see on camera that we were just talking about her.
Okay, so if that's the case, is that better than not saying anything before she sees it?
I feel like she just could have recapped it in a better way. I feel like she worded it in the worst possible way, kind of throwing Shannon under the bus, when Tamara the Bone Collector really is...
It did.
Tamara is the one that brought it up. And Shannon said that, and then Tamara went apeshit on Shannon. But we'll talk about that because that was full of passive aggressiveness.
Oh, God.
Yeah, because of what Tamara's going through with
Shannon.
Exactly.
I feel like everyone is just taking it out on the wrong people. Yeah. Emily took it out on the wrong person, too. She went...
They all need therapy.
Oh, man.
Everybody was going off on the wrong person.
Let's just talk about
much.
Something positive for a quick second before we go back to all the drama.
Yes.
Kelly...
Yeah.
She's looking for a new house, and she found one, and she's realizing that Jolie is a little bit spoiled. I mean, she went to camp in a private plane. Oh, my God.
I love how they showed the little photo of the plane and everything,
just
so you
know. I just want to see the camp.
Oh, my God. I can't believe... Can you imagine arriving at camp, and you're like... I just got off that little private plane.
I just imagine
while everybody's
the
in the big yellow buses.
I know, it's for real. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. That is so funny.
I like this segment, though, for Kelly. I think it's important that she does that for Jolie, and it shows a sign of maturity with not only her trying to do that for her daughter, but, like, her as a person. I've never really seen that from her, so I like that.
Yeah, and I was really surprised by Jolie's reaction to everything and
how she
wanted to go back and how she really enjoyed it. And
totally.
How she was actually interacting with them when she was serving the food
sweet.
And everything. She was really, really into it.
She
it
gave
really
off the
nice.
Best vibes.
She did. Yeah. She was very happy to be there.
I would
want to
be served
awesome.
By her. She was like... Carnitas?
Yeah.
She's like, would you like more?
Carnitas?
Her vibe
clearly,
was,
I'm in charge of the carnitas
was
portion.
Much more open and welcoming than Kelly's was. I don't think Kelly had a bad vibe at all, but I just think that she was very into it and it was really, really nice to see.
Absolutely. Like, before they got there, I'm not sure about the retraction that Kelly was bringing up. I'm not sure that's the best strategy. I feel like just acknowledging what has happened and then trying to change it is the best strategy.
Right.
So I feel like going to the soup kitchen is a very, very good start. And I feel like she did do really good. It was a really nice interaction. It was nice to see.
Mm-hmm.
Vicky and Steve are drinking Chardonnay, and Vicky's acting so desperate. It was so weird.
It was.
It's a Sauvignon Blanc.
It was so weird for her to say Sauvignon Blanc. I'm like, I just feel like she wanted to say it on camera.
Well, it was clearly an ad. She was like, oh, is this the Sauvignon Blanc from this person? Is this what we're drinking?
For
and
real.
Did you get it at Ralph's?
Exactly. Hashtag ad.
Was it $12.99 on sale this Saturday?
The ads are so, so, so obvious. I just saw one on the Kardashian. She's like, oh, is this bed Pacific Design or something? I'm like... I can't with those people.
I love product placement. It's so I know. Good.
Hashtag sponsored.
Can someone send me a bad Casper?
They might as well just have a lower third with the brand, and that's what they should start doing.
They should. Yeah. Just do the brand. Olive Garden, I love you. Send me food.
Yeah, like, we wouldn't care. We're all consumers. We'll fall for it.
Exactly. Yeah. We'll plug it on AfterBuzz. Yeah. Send us some stuff.
Speaking of plugs.
Yes. Great transition.
Yes. Hey, guys. Hey, AfterBuzzers. Our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no other network that works harder, but we need your help. We're asking that you can please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional.
Woohoo!
So hit the subscribe button now for this channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz TV YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did in the comments, and we'll thank you on air on our next show. For now, thanks for making us the best after show network out there.
There we go. Yeah, make sure to subscribe, because we have lots of shows to offer. What other shows are you guys on?
I have Shameless starting again September 9th.
There we go. And I'll be back on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, which there is so much going on behind the scenes.
There is so much happening in the press
for
right
this
now.
There's so much.
Denise.
Good, because the last season was awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was okay.
No, it was bad. And speaking of really good montages, though, because Bravo's perfect at that. They're really good at bringing out the bad in everybody. The Vicky montages were fantastic tonight. The birthday ones were great. My favorite is when she comes out in the red dress and everybody's ignoring her. Freaking hysterical.
That is amazing. She's like, I'm just going to be late to my own party. And then
you would
no
think
one gives
that Vicky by now would have somebody usher her in and make a big splash. And she just walked down the staircase alone.
I know. It was great. They're getting ready to plan this big birthday golf thing that we're going to get into at the very end of it. But for now, let me just say, I was going to vote Jolie the real MVP of the episode for the soup kitchen. But
is that the golf cart lady with the drinks?
She is the real MVP every day of the week. But for this episode, Tamara's mom is all of us. True. She is all of us. When she reveals that she didn't know... Well, first of all, The plumber boyfriend. Yes, queen. Get it.
Get it.
Because we all need a plumber boyfriend to clear our clogs up. We need our pipes cleared and we need them clean. So, when she revealed that Shannon didn't know she had to pay for water, her face.
Oh my goodness.
I'm like, that is the face of every American that's watching this show right now.
Yep.
Well, that just lets you know that
Except
David
for all
was
the Americans
responsible.
Like Shannon.
She thinks she's screwing the man, David, in a sense. And Tamara wants Shannon to spend the money that she's wasting at her gym, which makes sense. It is kind of a slap in the face. It's weird. It's
what
like,
do you think that's about, by
I
the way?
I don't know.
You know what's. It's so funny, too, because, like, my dad has been going to the same car dealer for years because they're friends, and he doesn't even want those types of cars anymore, but there's just this sense of loyalty that he feels like he needs to go and
Shannon has none of that.
No, and you would think after, like, if Tamara truly answers the phone at midnight listens to all this stuff, you'd go to your friend's gym. Like, it's crazy.
Maybe she's insecure. Maybe she's insecure. She doesn't want
to
be.
Come with me to find a trainer. Okay. It's like, yes, I am a trainer.
Yes, I would say that. But she went to that gym last year where the guy rips her a new one on camera. Like, unless it's maybe traumatic.
He was like, wow.
After that,
wow.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe maybe after that,
maybe just don't
say
wow when someone takes off their clothes.
Unless it's like a
wow.
Yeah.
Damn,
get
baby
over
girl.
There's other ways of saying wow.
Yeah.
Put it in there. Thrust. Move forward.
I would be
move
upset
your hips
too.
Forward, trainer. No, the thing is, look, I'm going to play devil's advocate here because I don't like I don't like to be one-sided. I like to be a little bit on both sides. Sometimes I like to be both. I'm a little bi sometimes. I'm just kidding. No, here's the thing, though.
Have an opinion.
Well, here's the thing. Not everybody can go to the same gym. Cut Fitness might not be the gym that Shannon wants to go to. Not everybody's into CrossFit.
Totally.
But the thing is, they're friends. And Tamara's willing to accommodate.
Okay, it's not all CrossFit.
It looks like it's all
no,
CrossFit.
No, it's totally not. It's all like HIIT training. It's all high-intensity interval training. And I will say...
Is that not CrossFit?
No, not at all.
All I know is that I'm at
work at a studio.
Isn't that you're out of breath for a whole hour?
Yes.
I'd rather just do the nasty. That's cardio.
No, but I will say, though, that Shannon, if she truly hates working out, probably doesn't like other people watching her workout, and then doesn't have, like, a ton of athletic prowess to begin with, those classes would be tough for her.
But Tamara said she would send someone to her.
Right. I feel like that's the thing. Tamara was willing to help.
Yeah, she's willing to accommodate, but Shannon is just not even noticing. I just want to know.
Now I want to like tweet her and ask her and get a definitive answer.
Well, you know what? Shannon didn't really give her anything. Me so too. I feel like Tamara was just piling up these marbles. And then at the end, she spilled it all on her with the whole Gina thing. She's mad about the Eddie thing. She's mad that Shannon never says, how are you? How are you doing? How's Eddie doing? It's never, ever about the other person.
Right. I don't like friends like that. I can't.
This is typical Tamara in other seasons for her to have these emotions and let them build up until she literally just freaks out on someone. Like, this is not the tip of the iceberg for exactly. those two. She's gonna literally lose it at some point this season. And it's not.
It's
like,
been building
she should
up
just
for
say
Shannon.
To her now, like, Shannon, why the heck would you not come to my gym? Like, this makes no sense, and it hurt my feelings.
Well, she calls her an a-hole later on down the season. It's been building up since last season because she's always upset about the David thing, and Tamara has been there for her for all of that, and there's no reciprocation.
There's no balance. Like, with friends, it should be, like, 50-50, and I feel like with Shannon, it's not.
It's all miscommunication, too, because then Tamara gets mad when Shannon goes out with Kelly so that they can talk about that stuff because they can bond over it. But then when they don't invite her, she's like, why aren't you inviting me? Well, it's because we know that you hate listening to us cry and, you know, bitch about our ex-husbands.
But the thing is, though, here, it's not... I don't agree with the 50-50 thing because sometimes you go through crap and it's like, if I'm having a bad year, I want you to be there for me. I don't care if it's the whole year. Be there for me because next year when something happens to you, then it's like, you know what? I was there for a whole year. It is my turn now to be there for her.
Well, that's what Tamara wants.
Exactly. Yeah. It's happening now to Tamara. She wants
the 60 and she wants Shannon to be 40. Exactly. And Shannon is stuck at 60.
Eddie is like not even taking his heart medication, which is crazy.
That is kind of crazy.
I sent in a tweet about that. We have a good one, so when that comes up,
all I know is that I've been saying this for a long time. I really have had a crazy relationship with Shannon, but one thing that I've said, it's actually one of my most popular videos clips that I have of me at AfterBuzz, and I'm with Thomas, and I said, I've said it a million times, Shannon is an emotional vampire, and she always has been. Cue the montage. She's selfish sometimes. Yeah. You know what I mean? It really is all about her. And the water thing was completely ridiculous.
She needs to work on that. That's something that I feel like they'll bring up later in the reunion.
Well,
you know what happens? It happened to my aunt. You know, just being honest, she went through a terrible divorce. My uncle really took care of pretty much everything. And it was such an emotionally taxing thing that, like, the littlest things about banking and about... you know, trash pickup and like stuff you'd be like, are you kidding me? She didn't know. And you're like, that's nuts. How do you not know that?
Old school.
But it happens. It totally happens.
There was a time where it was like the man takes care of everything. Right. The woman knows nothing about the finances. She's in the kitchen every night cooking dinner. You know what
Thank
I mean?
Thank God that's changing.
Yeah, it's
and has changed.
It has changed.
Yeah.
Things are changing around here. It's Vicky's birthday, and the girls are going golfing.
Speaking of change, that is a change of scenery.
Totally.
Not what I was expecting.
They need some golf lessons.
Yeah, they're looking for holes, and they're going to fill as many as possible. Emily's late. Her house is gorgeous, by the way. That wide shot of it with the palm trees, it's just so Orange County. I love it.
Very.
It's all about to go down. And you know what? I really feel like it's Gina's fault. I'm sorry. She really started it, so I just feel like it could have been squashed a long time ago. It wasn't. But the old jokes about the women were hysterical. I'm going to give her that. That was hysterical. When she said, as soon as I start bingo, I'm out of here. That was so funny. Heckler, the girlfriend guy, this is what I don't get. You see a group of guys, and you start heckling them. And then the guy turns over. You see these group of cougars with cameras, and you're not going to give them anything?
I
have a girlfriend.
That's why Emily was making fun of him, and that was funny.
That was hysterical.
Because I was thinking the exact same thing. I was like, what a dud. The guy was such a dud.
Maybe he thought, like, okay, wait, like, my girlfriend's gonna end up seeing this somehow. Oh, I gotta, God. Like, be on
if
point.
If your girlfriend isn't excited that you're Thank on the you. Real Housewives, dump her ass!
Exactly! She probably would have been like, I can't believe you didn't go flirt with Kelly Dodd. Are you kidding me? Right? I love her!
Oh my God, so true.
That could have been another way, another approach for that guy.
I just love, though, that the ladies were like, oh, girlfriend. They literally said it in unison. Yeah. It's like, perfect. Oh. It's like, little chubby boy with the beard, get over yourself. You could have, like, really given us something.
Okay, I have to throw this out there. I vote Kelly Dodd best golf outfit. I actually really loved her golf outfit.
And she's a good golfer.
She had a great all-white, nice, tight golf skirt, top, and then a really great
with the point Gucci belt or
whatever it was.
So we have Kelly. I'm Tamara. I love the pants.
Oh,
and
she looked great, too.
I love the pants and Kelly. The burgundy top.
You know what? I can't even think about what they were wearing for the golf outfits because I can't get past... what Gina wore to the boutique. Mike Bowman in the chat room says that she looked like Sandy from Grease. It's totally true.
It was with the leather jacket with the studs.
Yeah, and the little, like, color right here. It's like, oh, come on, girl. I got
She's
chills. They're multiplying. Can I just say 0.014, 0.016,
no, 0.010? It wasn't 0.016. They were 0.14, which is well over the legal limit.
I know, but I'm saying it's like 0.01. Oh, no, you're right.
No, it's 0.14. How? You can't drive after 0.08.
I love it. They're
that thing
so
can't
drunk.
Be real. Do you think? You think it's good?
I don't know, but how amazing.
Can we get one for next episode?
I think if they had them out to people that are driving these golf carts. I don't think Tamara just brought it.
No.
Stop it. Are you serious?
Okay. No, they do not.
Thomas.
I have golfed. My dad's a golf professional, so I grew up golfing like my whole life. And
they were extra
that is not
security.
Happening. And I've been at some really awesome golf courses that give you like some awesome stuff, and it's not a breathalyzer. But that would be amazing, though.
Let's talk about the etiquette then, because they had none. There was no etiquette.
So driving up and down.
I think this, like, if I was on that trip, I don't know if I could do it just because it's been, like, ingrained in my head since I was little. It was killing me, like, the way they were driving their cart and stuff.
Thank
I was
God
like,
Emily
oh
didn't fall out of that golf cart.
I thought Emily was going to fall at one point. Shannon was driving like a crazy maniac.
Yeah. She totally, did you hear the girls at the, like, beginning?
They're like, they she's were, like, showing
she's,
off.
She totally was doing it on purpose.
She's showing off. Moment. She's just trying to be Shannon. Tamara's like really pissed.
Yeah. She was not vibing with
her. She's really, really pissed. It's just brewing inside of her. While everything's happening, I feel like it's just right under them. And it's just coming right up. And it just can't hold it in. So Gina just finally... No, Emily just finally says to Shannon, what's up with that? I heard you're comparing it and you threw the word abuse in. Like,
so I think it was the key word, the boundaries. Abuse word.
That's the part that killed me about this whole episode, whether Gina brought it up or not, which looks like she did. So let's say she did. Okay, great. You're stirring the pot. That's annoying. But she never once used the word abuse and never brought it up like that. And that's what kills me because all of a sudden now this is being
thrown
out.
Did Emily say the word abuse first?
I think Emily, no. I don't think she ever
Kelly
said it.
No, Kelly said it, right? Kelly said it in the office?
I don't know who said it, but Emily said it again in that clip of Kelly and Emily talking. And so that's why I don't know where the heck that like all started.
I don't know where
abuse
came from.
Gina never said that, ever.
Yeah.
Shannon didn't even say it. No one said abuse.
Maybe Gina didn't say it, but I don't feel like the way she explained it to Emily, nothing good was going to come out of
it. Well, no.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's Agreed. Why I'm saying, beside that fact,
yeah,
that word was never brought up, so I don't know where it came from. And I truly... How about Vicky being like, did you make that up, Emily?
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
my
also,
God.
You know, here's the thing about it, though. I really feel like even if that whole dinner scene went down, right?
Mm-hmm.
If Gina would have never said anything to Emily, I feel like maybe it would have ended there. Because it really wasn't that big of a deal.
Right.
Even Vicky, who has been completely wrong for a while, she made so much sense tonight. She's like, who cares if she has an opinion on Shane? Who cares? Like, honestly, everyone's going to have an opinion about everything.
Right. It was the way that Gina delivered it to Emily at the boutique.
Exactly. She did not recap it in the best way. She made it feel like, she made it seem like as soon as she left, it was like a full-blown attack on Shane. When in reality, it was everyone throwing in their two cents, like Shannon said. Shannon said it. Everyone threw in their two cents. Why right. am I the only one getting chastised for it? And I feel like what Shannon said wasn't anything to be mad about. She was saying, like, oh, when I hear stuff like he yelled and all that, she's like, it just takes me back to me. But I'm not going to, like, compare that because it's not right. Like, well, what is wrong with that?
She was projecting
a little bit. Definitely the way it came off was that she was making comparisons, for sure. Because she then did have a moment after people were like, if that, oh, you shouldn't, you know, talk about. And then she was like, well, no, I'm talking about my experience. So it came after
it the came women out were kind of like. It came out weird, but then she retracted it. She was like, I'm not trying to say he's David Part 2.
Right, for sure.
So don't, like, make it out. But that's exactly what it's turning into.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like the whole dinner was weird. I just feel like maybe if it wasn't brought up, maybe the fire would have went down. So maybe if it came up later down the season, it wouldn't have been that big of a deal. Because I don't feel like it was that big of a deal.
Right.
He welcomed her out. He told her, you know, maybe I think it's time for you to leave. It's late.
Well, I just want to see that clip because the way that they both explained it, it was not,
it's
please
two different
leave my
ways.
House.
It's
it was, get the hell out of my house. You're being loud and obnoxious and drunken. I love how he
said
drunken.
Get
she
out
was
of
wasted
here.
And he
get
was pissed. And he probably did say,
you know what? My boyfriend was like, I would have told him to get out too.
I'm excited for next week though because they finally come head to head. All the girls, Shane's there. It's going to be the best thing ever.
Here's the thing though about that. If it's strictly based on the dinner, then that is complete BS. Like if it's strictly based on the Gina thing, like that is crazy to come after him like that. For Kelly to just call him a bitch because of the Gina thing, that has nothing to do with
you. Well, Kelly has a history
well,
of...
Kelly,
we'll
just
see
goes
what
off
really
rails,
goes
yeah.
down.
We'll
there,
see.
There has to be some other stuff brewing.
Yeah.
But Vicky made sense. Why are you guys caring about this? I should just do your 401k and your insurance. That's what we should really
that
be worried
funny.
About. You know what? It makes sense. Tamara's the bone collector, and they're drunk. So I feel like she's hurt, and this is where it came from. It was passive-aggressive. She's just mad that you don't ask about my life or Eddie. And Kelly was confused, so Kelly's like, yeah!
Okay, I have to say that this was, like, the best part. This was the best tennis match now that I could have ever watched.
Yes.
Eating popcorn. Kelly's being a great friend because she's playing both
she
sides
is,
completely.
She
she's
playing
like,
both sides.
No. She didn't say that. Okay, you are making her upset. No. But
no,
that
you
didn't
are
come
attacking
out like that.
Her.
No, you are attacking her.
No,
don't
she's,
say that. That's not how it
no,
happens.
She's just
thinking
about
it
on herself.
Her.
No, she's saying that about herself. And Shannon's like, I'm done with her. She's like, no, she's saying that about herself. She's like, no, she's not.
It was kind of incredible.
It was all great.
It was devil's advocate
meanwhile,
right there.
Gina and Emily are in the background telling each other, no, you shut the F up. Well, I'm going to shut up if you shut up.
Yeah. I wish they didn't leave the table. That was one of my notes. They should have just, nobody really gets up and leaves
Why
anyways.
Why would you leave the table? Just hash it out all right there.
Yeah. Because they're more normal than the other ones. The
well,
other
that's
ones
what
know,
I don't want.
The other ones are experienced.
And
they
hold
know.
On every word.
They know what's going to happen Tamara. If they stay at the table and
bone collector.
You know.
Yeah, that was one of my notes. I'm like, why did they leave the table? Because it's just so much more entertainment when everybody's all together. Because it's housewives, come on,
drama, drama, drama.
I love the dig that Emily threw because it was a half dig, but half truth. Because she was like, you know what? She is saying my husband is getting the brunt of it because he's the only one here. Like your husband hasn't came out to dinner with us, so there's no drama with him. It was half shade, half truth.
She got over it really fast.
That was 95% shade.
She should get over it. I mean, the whole thing that they're fighting, it has to do with her husband. You know what I mean?
True.
It's like five against one. Yeah. I would have been throwing a little shade at everyone too. What do you think? Come on, spill it.
It was 95% shade. Five,
it was so
5%
shade.
Oops, I just
and
let that
like,
come out of my
you're
mouth.
Low,
she's
foul.
Like, oh, wait.
She walked away.
That was amazing. I love that she called it foul.
Yeah.
That was, like, that was a reserve line, but it came out at the wrong time. That should have came out like when she really did something wrong to you.
Did Gina say Bible?
Huh?
Did she say Bible? Because she was like, promise we're like going to get over this? Like, I heard Bible.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
I was like, oh, is she watching Kardashians? Like, is she that young?
Yes.
I love it.
I just think that line came out at the wrong time because she should have said that to Gina like at a time she was really mad. This
maybe
was
she'll
like,
say it
exactly.
Again.
It just slipped. It
when
was a too soon
down.
Shade. Yeah,
they're like dying down.
It's like, come give me a hug. Give me a hug.
Guys, she has tons of lines. She's murdering someone next episode.
Oh my God, exactly. My taste like... I really think this is it. I'm like, okay, well, next episode, if this were a TV show, the next clip would be Emily going, I'm going to kill you! I love it. I can't wait to see it. Let's get into some news and gossip.
Yes.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, the news is that the ladies are pretty much siding with Shannon on this one. No one is really feeling this whole Gina, Shane... team thing. What do you guys think about this?
I mean, I'm just no over one is really it. Appreciating. I don't really care.
No one is really appreciating that Shan is being the brunt of the stick here.
Well, yeah, I definitely think that they're going to definitely side with her because she didn't use the words that Gina was saying that she used. So I can see
Gina
them.
Didn't say it. Emily is saying.
Or Emily, yeah. I think Emily alluded the whole thing to the word abuse, and that's where the word came from.
Well, we're going to find out in the later episodes what's really happening. But for now, it looks like the people are really kind of siding with Shannon. She's been through a lot, and they're not really appreciating that. At the end of this whole conversation that has to do with everybody else, it's kind of falling on Shannon.
Yeah.
People are bringing up on Twitter the David Bedore thing, that he threw his ring at the daughter.
Oh, dear.
With the whole court thing, there's a lot of details coming out about that. It's all coming out on Twitter. What do we think about the ring thing with the daughter and the Shannon thing? That was super low.
Such a poor decision. Like, that is a terrible parenting moment. It just is. Like, that is something your daughter is never going to forget ever. It's permanent. And it's going to affect her in relationships in her future. Yeah. 100%.
Well, he's had a history of being in violent situations, so maybe it was, again, a bad parenting decision.
I want to do a little poll. Like, do we think, I want your opinion on the amount of spousal support. Like, what do we think about this? I feel like it varies in every situation. And I don't really know what he does for a living. Listen, like Tamara's mom said, she's like, what is he? Does he have that much money?
Maybe invested in a lot. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure, and I could be wrong, so correct me if I'm wrong. The law is, or, you know, what they go off of, is how you were living your life prior. So if she was living and they were spending that type of money on, you know, her kids' stuff, rent or mortgage, you know, all of that stuff, like, she's entitled to living the same type of lifestyle after divorce.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. You know, you screwed yourself on not getting a prenup.
Definitely.
Let's get into our Twitter segment because...
Yes.
That's where the real juice is. We have lots of tweets. Just because with the Housewives stuff, it's all happening at the drop of a hat. It's all happening live. People are live tweeting. Shannon.
Yes, I think we're going to start with Shannon, actually. Let's get into some tweets. Here we go. So Shannon Bedore, I pulled up this one. Never said I was concerned for Emily. Never had an opinion on her marriage. #  pot stirring. #  RHOC.
I remember when Tamara was trying to pin that on her. She was like, so you're saying she has a bad marriage? And Shannon's like, no, I'm not saying
that.
They
did. They showed that
they showed that little clip because it said so much about Tamara. Tamara being such a freaking bone collector.
She was bone collecting. Yeah. This one's from Claire Riley. Why is Tamara bashing Shannon's golf cart driving abilities when she's the one who flipped an AV a few years ago? So I think that definitely stemmed from her just not vibing with Shannon.
Claire, that was pretty deep.
Yeah, for eight... I don't think the ATV driving has anything to do with the bashing Shannon's golf cart driving, especially because Shannon or Tamara wasn't trying to flip the ATV.
Exactly.
Shannon was trying to drive like an a-hole.
Exactly. Tamara was just mad about this Eddie thing, and she's taking any little comment towards Shannon. Keep going, guys.
Lolo 29, shocked that I'm loving Kelly Dodd this season. I am too. I am.
I don't know why. I love her every
season.
She's
a cougar of the OC.
She's great. I love Kelly. I love when she gets drunk and she goes after everybody. We need it.
This one's a little long. Shannon, let me introduce the person across from you. She has new friends, and her MO is to sabotage the friendship she has with you so she can play with her new-ish friends. Long story short, Tam Rat is a selfish bish.
People are giving it to her.
Okay, Pinky. So
this is not the only one I saw like that, too. There's a lot of tweets out there tonight about Tamara, you know,
doing. Do you want to read this one? Because this one's
one more.
Yes, Gina chose her words very carefully. She's a good listener, and she relayed exactly what she heard. Nothing more or less. The truth will be seen by the ladies at the reunion. Mm. She will last a long time on the show. I agree. I get it. Before you say it, I get it. The delivery was poor. Okay? She stirred the pot a bit.
Let's do an experiment.
Okay, great.
I want you to say, Shane is a great guy. Just in any way, just say it.
Shane is a great guy.
Now watch. I can say it in a completely different way, and it's the same words. Shane, he's a great guy.
Well, duh.
Exactly. Like, she might have said it word for word, what was at the table, but she didn't say it in the right way. She said it in a way where it was going to get Emily so fired up and pissed off.
Right, but we have to get over the point that she brought it up. It's how do you think everything was handled after she brought it up?
It's not the way you say it. It's how you say it. Don't we? Isn't that...
This is the great R-H-O-C debate.
Isn't that like a saying?
Because they're all going to say it. It's a reality show. They probably need to talk about this stuff. We need the drama, people.
The drama.
We need the drama.
Is this one yours?
Oh, yeah. So I wish no ill will towards Eddie, but there's nothing more frustrating than a person with a major health issue who takes it upon themselves to go off their meds like they know more than the doctor. And drinking on blood thinners is no, sir.
Ooh.
Okay, so I put this one up there because I do feel really bad for Eddie, and I could never put myself in his shoes about how he feels on his meds and everything. But that does frustrate me, too. Do you want to get better or do you not want to get better?
I would rather listen to a doctor.
Yeah.
Part of the news that I had, and I completely spaced and I apologize, is will Shannon change her last name after her divorce? What do we think about this? Do you think that she should change it? She's having trouble with the whole Storm thing because of the porn thing, but I feel like now she's embracing it because it's on her Twitter handle and everything.
I like it.
Shannon Storm Bedore now.
Oh, I was going to say she's not getting rid of Bedore completely. If anything, she's going to hyphenate, but you can't. You're too well known as Shannon Bedore now. You can't get rid of it.
Exactly. Well, that is our after show for tonight. We have a lot to bring up. Obviously, next episode's going to be super, super juicy. The girls are wearing red, and they're going after Shane. That's going to be interesting.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, there's be some bloodshed.
Hopefully, but it won't stain the dresses.
Exactly. Hopefully, there'll be some real drama. We love talking about it. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for downloading us on iTunes. Thank you for being in the chat with us. We really appreciate you guys. Good commentary. I was reading it all. We really, really, really enjoy the support that you guys give us. Thank you for being with us here at AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Hollywood Leanne. You can find me on everything at Hollywood Leanne.
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Rulina. Follow me everywhere at Thomas Rulina. And after you're done watching our after show, watch my show, Your Time with Thomas, and please subscribe.
Love talking with you guys on YouTube and on Twitter. And if you want to follow me on social media, you can find me at Haley Clover. See you next week.
Bye guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.